Well, everybody, Daddy Dave's Hollywood Diner. I was here sweeping up the joint on January 1, New Year's Day, and you know, having my my after New Year's Eve wake up call with my vinegar water and lemon juice, and the phone rings, and guess what? From the West Coast, Gretchen Christopher of the Fleetwoods is calling me to wish me a Happy New Year. She gave me a great announcement. I said recently that she is going to call the diner show and let us know what that announcement is. Gretchen, are you on the phone with me tonight?
I am. Yes, yes.
You're sounding good.
Well, thank you.
What is this wonderful news that we want to share with the audience?
Yes, I got this news just a day or two before Christmas. It was Fred Bronson of Billboard magazine. He's a columnist and a critic. It is the Billboard Critics Picks of 10 Best Albums of 2007. And that includes Gretchen Christopher's Gretchen's Sweet 16.
So your album that you produced and have been working on for about 3 years ended up on Billboard's top 10 picks for 2007.
Yeah, for 10 Best Albums of 2007. That's right, which is just marvelous.
You know, what I want to do at this moment in the diner is people are anxious to hear what's on that album, and I'm going to play the cut that I like best. I mean, I got my favorites. Let's face it. I can have favorites. You can't because they're all your kids, but I can have a favorite. Mine is right here. Let's listen to it, and then I'm going to tell a little story about it.
Okay.
Doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum, dum-doo-dum, and doobie-doo-dum-dum.
Come softly, darling, doobie-doo. Come softly, darling, doobie-doo. Come softly, darling. Come softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day.
I want you to know, and doobie-doo, I love you so, and doobie-doo, please hold me so tight. All through the night,
I speak softly, darling. Hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited so long, and for your kisses and your love, and doobie-doo, please come to me, and doobie-doo.
You know, Gretchen, if I were driving down the road and I heard that song on the radio, they would catch my attention. If I was the average listener and never have been in this business, I would say, wow, that sounds like they might have remastered the old standard Come Softly to Me from out of the 50s. But you have a different explanation of that. It's not really Gretchen and Barbara and Gary. It's Gretchen, Gretchen, and Gretchen.
That's right.
Oh, how did you do this?
Well, of course, I'm doing this album called Gretchen Sweet 16, which is 16 sweet, soulful songs that I've written, including the first two hits I wrote or co-wrote, Come Softly to Me, and Graduation's Here. And but this is my first solo CD, and so although there is some harmony in it, which I'm doing myself, well, and I had my new Fleetwoods person here. We just did Las Vegas the weekend before Thanksgiving. He so wanted to sing on the album, and so I did have him do the the wo-do-dum-do-dum-do-dum-do-da-dee-da-dee-dum on graduations here. But on, let's see, I was in Texas when I recorded Come Softly to Me, and the engineer had said, I have two perfect people for you to sing Barbara and Gary's parts. And so I went back there and I said, well, you know, I really don't need somebody to sing Barbara's part. I can do that myself. And then as I got in the studio, I said, I want to try singing Gary's part, because I had done it in a studio in Olympia on a very warm day with a very excellent mic that would pick up my soft singing without my having to strain for notes or anything, in this case low notes. So that's what I did. I ended up singing all three parts.
That's amazing.
In about an hour. And what's amazing too is that I sang all of those parts within the same hour, very high and a very low, because it's not something that you can just jump from being a soprano to being a tenor or a baritone. But that's what I did.
How do we get a hold of this album? Where do we go to find this, to buy it?
Goldcupmusic.com. And that will take you directly to the order page, where you can hear samples of every one of the 16 songs. And also GretchenChristopher.com. Also TheFleetwoods.com, or just plain Fleetwoods.com.
What does this year hold for you in performances? I know you headlined a show in November in Las Vegas, but let's think of the future. What are you going to be doing in 08?
Wow. Yeah, last week it was direct from Las Vegas to Olympia, Washington, where I performed a 45-minute show of Gretchen's Sweet 16. Well, it was between 45 and an hour. And performed the songs and the story that goes with it, the story that it portrays, and it was a huge hit.
But what that story portrays is the long-lost love between you and Vaz, your friend from the past who is no longer in the past.
Oh, right, after 40 years apart and all these Fleetwoods hits and my actually getting married and raising children, and after 14 years of marriage being divorced and then out on my own making my living in the arts, his mother sent an article to him, to Vaz, who wasn't in my mind even, and I didn't even know that she lived in Olympia, and sent this article to California. He read it and read that I was teaching dance at the Evergreen State College in Olympia, and he sent a letter there. And we started corresponding and dating long distance between California and Olympia, flying back and forth between Orange County and Seattle. And now we're together again after 40 years apart.
40 years apart, together again, and now what? What's going on this weekend? It's kind of special.
Oh, it's Vaz's birthday. We won't say which one. But I'm 16, and he was 2 years older. Does that make him 18?
Mm-hmm. Sure does.
Okay.
Counting on my fingers and toes, yeah.
Right.
What would you like to play for Vaz for his birthday as we close out tonight?
Oh, Sweet 16, because it tells the entire story of our relationship. And I wrote it as the title song for this album.
When I was 16, you were 18, the older man in my life. We fell in love for the very first time. Who knew it would last all your life? I went my way, pursued all my dreams, reached the unreachable star. Left you behind, never looked back, never dreamed you still loved from afar. Then decades later, you wrote me a letter. It reached me the month of my birthday, 1,000 miles away. You'd lived 40 years, yet somehow your soul was still thirsty. Months later we met,
We read our old yearbooks, the history of our love affair. Tasted the kisses and toasted the moment. Slept separately, still unaware. If your burning love could rekindle my own, and somehow my flame would be lit. I cried as I thanked you for making it right. After all of these years, I felt it. Now I'm sweet 16, you're my older man, like a couple of kids from the past. Laughter and love make our lives like a movie. Could our first love become our last? Yes, I'm sweet 16, you're my older man, but not just the same as before. No more, Mr. Blue, you've come softly to me, so our first love could grow even more.